Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life. Morning, Sir Roosterton. Tis a fine day, is it not? Okay, let's see what's on the to-do list today. Number 1. Get rid of the rooster and get a real alarm clock. The neighbors have started to complain. Okay, yeah, that's fair. Though Sir Roosterton ain't gonna like that. Number 2. Do not say number 1 out loud.
Oops.
I think the rooster knows something is up.
Yeah, he is staring at me.
He's on to me.
Number 3. Come up with an intro for the joyride this week, but do not use the to-do list idea. Not that funny.
Well, who do I think I am? Me trying to tell me what's funny? How dare I? I mean, the nerve of me. I'm doing the to-do list. And the rooster stays.
To me, one of the neatest things that happened to my identity was that boot camp where I heard the name Faithful and began to see what that meant biblically. Because when I first heard it, if you've heard the story, many have, that I thought, why are you calling me like a dog, man? I mean, it's just not faithful. It's like Old Yeller or something, you know? I just didn't have a lot of sex appeal.
Neither do you, Robbie, so that's okay.
But I thought, the more I've walked into that identity and seen what faithful is and what faithful does, and at times when I'm perplexed on issues, it's really nice, nicer than a name like Muhammad Ali, where, you know, he named himself because based on what he wanted to hear, but boy, would he would have loved to hear what God had really had to say about him, because, you know, God loved him in a phenomenal way. And wouldn't it be cool to actually know what God calls you? And he's dying to tell you.
What I thought was,
or
really,
did die as a case.
Well, that's true. What I really thought was cool about that clip was a couple things. Not cool. It's sad. You know, he had to leave the church because he wasn't getting his name there. Right. I mean, to some degree, had he got his real name from God there, he probably would have never left the church. And the second part was, that's actually a really good clip. I'm glad I finally listened to it. That's just for you, Robbie.
Thank you. Inside joke.
Danny, so on this topic of whatever it's called, what did you call it?
Spiritual eye exam.
Spiritual eye exam, right?
Should have been spiritual ear exam for you.
It could. It should have been.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.